Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley here with you alongside Nick Keiser. Joe Rex Road live from the NFL Combine. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Was on the show earlier. Rough start for Joe Rex Road this morning, but handling some Combine duties up there in Indianapolis. So let's talk about that and more. We welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2 on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, good morning. How are you?
I am delightful. I'm so joyous that we've gotten rid of the dead weight and we can have some private time.
Yes. Yes, we can. Me and you together. Been waiting for this for a long time, my friend. A long time. Corey, we've been discussing the Predators this morning, a five-game winning streak, so they get embarrassed on home ice 9-2. Enough to the point where you think, all right, well, that's probably all she wrote for this season, and the path forward for Barry Trotz seems clear. And what a response by them. What do you make, number one, of that response? And number two, what do you think this means for Barry Trotz as he's trying to make a decision on what to do over the next couple of weeks before the deadline?
Well, it's remarkable what happens when someone other than Forsberg and O'Reilly score.
There is that.
And I think they had 15 different goal scorers on the road trip. And, you know, if you look to a lot of the game, I mean, I don't know how many goals Forsberg scored in the five. I know he scored last night, but I don't think he had many more other than that. And Nyquist scored from that first line, but three of them were empty netters. So they got a lot from, you know, Kiefer Sherwood and Luke Evangelista and, you know, Jakob Trenin scored, and Mark Jankowski got sent down and pulled up eight times between five games and managed to score. I don't understand that at all. But, they got secondary scoring and they got, you know, other people to produce. Did it take canceling a concert for that to happen? I don't know. But, you know, they showed that they can win, you know, when those guys deliver. Now, should they be buyers or should they be sellers? You know, I mean, look, when they lost 9-2, I was right there with you. Yeah, you gotta. I don't want to give away good players. Okay, I'm not the person who's like, trade Forsberg, trade Yossi, trade, you know, get what you can. You don't just get those guys, and when you trade for draft picks, there's no guarantees that you replace those guys. In case you haven't seen with the AJ Brown trade. All right, there's no guarantee. So I'm not for trading away great players just to get assets. All right, but as I said, I think on Jared's show, you know, like when the Titans traded AJ Brown, they didn't have another one waiting in the wings. If the Preds want to trade UC Saros, they've got another one waiting in the wings. The guy just won like 25 games in a row in Milwaukee, and so we ask ourselves the question, Robbie, that we have been asking for, it feels like, 20 years here. Do you want to keep fighting for eighth and getting a spot in the postseason, or do you want to be one of those teams? And I think if they want to be one of those teams, they need more than they've got. Yes, it's nice to see them winning with the group that they've got, but I don't think that anybody thinks this group is a threat to win the Stanley Cup. And so that's the goal. How do you get there? And I think that's the long, hard look at it.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And to your point, you know, with guys that you have on the roster right now, you know, when you've got UC Saros in net, when you've got Forsberg, when you've got Yossi, and, you know, a handful of other guys that have been around and established players in this league, you're not going to be bad enough to be, you know, picking in the top five, right? I mean,
and they've been that way for 25 years.
Exactly. So if you know that, how do you go about getting one of these elite players? Because that's what it's all about, Corey. Like, you gotta find a way to add elite forwards to this roster by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many teams have we seen just stink out loud tank to do it? I mean, you know, the Blackhawks did it to three Stanley Cups. The Pittsburgh Penguins did it. How many cups have they won?
Three.
With those two guys? Three. The Tampa Bay Lightning did it, and they've got, I think, three. So, you know, and I'm not saying to tank, but I'm agreeing with what you're saying. You can keep adding mid-level players and have, you know, nice young players that you're trying to build. And once in a while, you may strike something with one of those guys. But, I mean, have they? I mean, Hornquist, you know, who's a seventh rounder who turned into a 30 goal scorer for him one season. They don't have a lot of those guys that they've drafted and developed and they've turned into a consistent goal scorer. You know, because, I mean, have they drafted a forward in the top 10 other than David Legwand?
Maybe I'm trying to remember if Colin Wilson was in the top 10. I think he was close, but to your point, no, not anywhere near.
Yeah, I think he was seven. Yeah. And so they haven't had many stabs at that. And you know, they've taken the reach. Who's the Finnish kid who's with the Kraken now?
Tolvanen.
Everybody. Yeah, Tolvanen. You know, he was a guy with a lot of offensive upside. And, you know, so you took a gamble on him at the end of the first round. It just never worked out. You know, because you're just constantly searching for that goal scoring. And so they do need assets to try to acquire one of those guys, because to continue to go, you know, with the type of player that they've got, while they're predator type of players and while they're competitive, I have a hard time believing they're going to hoist the cup with Kiefer Sherwood.
Corey Curtis from News 2 with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Corey, the combine this week in Indianapolis. Rand Carthon, Brian Callahan addressing the media tomorrow. On the Carthon front, what are you most curious to hear about? What are you most curious to learn about from Carthon when he addresses the media this week?
Well, I mean, there's stuff I want to hear, and then there's stuff he'll say.
Right.
And he's just not going to say anything. And that's not criticizing him. I mean, not many GMs do say much of anything. But it's just interesting because – you know, last year we were wondering who was calling the shots. You know, all year we were wondering who was calling the shots. And now we know he's calling the shots. And so this will be his draft, you know, truly his draft. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, what his strategy is, as far as the assets that the Titans have got. You know, do they want more draft picks? You know, because you're in a position where you could trade down and get more picks, and they could use more picks. I mean, they don't have a third rounder, right?
Yep.
I mean, if they could trade down and get, you know, a three and more, and stay in the first round, and I don't want to trade way, way down in the first round. But, you know, that could be beneficial to them. I mean, we all play mock draft simulator, and, you know, it's interesting when I find, you know, when the two tackles are gone, my decision-making gets really hard. And because you start looking at what tackles are beyond there.
Yeah.
And I've been one who's been like, yeah, I'm not afraid to take the receiver now. And that's been a change in my thinking over the years, is I haven't been afraid to get away from the offensive line, because I've always been an offensive line guy. But I think I've got some shell shock from the last 2 years. And like, God, this has really got to get fixed. And not getting one of those elite tackles is kind of scary. You know, what if these guys don't work out? and so I think, you know, the work that you're going to do in Indianapolis and at these pro days to decide how good these guys are, and I'm talking about the two tackles in particular, I think is really important.
Where does backup quarterback, and by backup quarterback I mean established veteran player, where does that fall on your list of priorities this offseason for the Titans? Or are you comfortable going with Will Levis and Malik Willis as your quarterback duo heading into next season?
I'm going to try not to be rude with the answer to that question.
Okay.
They need a backup quarterback. Now, I'm not going to break the bank for it, because they're not in position to compete for the Super Bowl. So I don't think it's necessary to say, well, this guy, you know, he could get us to the playoffs where we could make a run at the Super Bowl, you know, if we miss Levis for a few weeks. I mean, look, weirder things have happened, right? But I wouldn't go bonkers. Now, they've got cap room, which is the other good thing. But I love adding a Gardner Minshew at the right price, because the guy wins games, and you'd make Indianapolis worse for when Anthony Richardson inevitably gets hurt again. If you look at that guy's track record, that's just going to happen, especially with how they plan on playing him.
How would you feel about Jameis? If Jameis is out there and available, bringing him in as a backup quarterback?
You know, I like Jameis working with a quarterback-driven head coach, so it wouldn't scare me quite as much with Brian Callahan, because Jameis has a ton of ability. but decision making has always been his bugaboo. And so if you could get a guy who is in his pocket all the time with decision making, I think you could make him a better player. You know, he can move the ball. He can throw the ball. I mean, you're not Blaine Gabbert. You know, he can get you up and down the field. He just, you know, he's got a lot of Fitz magic in him. And, you know, it can be great and it can be devastating. So it would have to be at the right price. I think I'd be more interested than in A.J. McCarron's, who's never done anything, but, you know, he's connected to the head coach. I'm all about adding some talent. You know, Mitch Trubisky, I know plenty about Mitch Trubisky. They don't need Mitch Trubisky. All right. I know the list isn't great out there, and I honestly don't remember what it is. But
not a ton of great options.
But I think Minshew and Winston are two of the better options out there.
Does it bother you, Corey, that Caleb Williams isn't throwing at the combine, knowing that he's probably going to be the quarterback of the Bears? What do you think?
Not at all. Why? You know what I would do? I'd sit on my couch and say, "Just call me when the draft gets here." I mean, he's got a body of work. Just look at it. Look at the ridiculous throws that guy makes that no one else can make. All right, and you know, yes, you know, part of it is answering questions about your compete level and the person you are, and you know, the pride that you've got about you. You know, but there's also, you know, the hay is in the barn for Caleb Williams. All right, he would have been the first pick of the draft last year. So he does not have a ton to prove, in my estimation. I think it'd be valuable for him to sit down and talk with teams, you know, but as far as working out, I don't believe I would do it if I were him. I might do my pro day, and I might show up to the combine. And maybe he could throw if he wanted to. I don't know. If he just wanted to show off, I can throw 60-yard darts. I don't know. But, you know, he's without question the first pick in the draft. Look, and I've said this before. You can like Justin Fields, and that's fine. I like Justin Fields. I don't think Justin Fields is a disaster for the Bears. And it's hard to say because the Bears have been so bad as a team. But we all know what uber elite quarterbacks look like, even on bad teams. Look at Andrew Luck. I mean, he dragged the Colts across the finish line because he was awesome. And, you know, that's not Justin Fields. He's not good enough to drag the Bears across the finish line. Now, you hope the Bears get good enough. And with a good team, maybe Justin Fields is good enough to get it done. But that's not what I want. I want Patrick Mahomes. I want Josh Allen. I want guys that elevate everything around them because they're freaking awesome. And that's what I think Caleb Williams has a chance to be. And so picking Caleb Williams is a painfully easy decision to me if I'm the Chicago Bears management.
This week,
whether he throws another pass or not.
This week is such a prime example of just the stranglehold that the NFL has on the sporting calendar. The amount of people that talk about the NFL combine and these guys running drills is just amazing to me.
Well, and they do a brilliant job of spacing, you know, because the Super Bowl's been over for, what, like 3 weeks?
Yep.
And so, you know, the NFL's away, but not very long, and now we got another big event. And then in 3 weeks, guess what happens? Free agency gets here.
Yep.
And that's a big one, and that goes on for weeks. And then, oh, a month later, we've got the draft. I mean, you know, so.
They've got pretty good at this thing.
And then a month later, we've got camps. So they give you a little break, and then they say, all right, it's time to crank it up again. And we're always going to be, you know, in your forefront here. And so, yeah, they do a fantastic job. They absolutely do. And, you know, it's part of it's the product and the anticipation. And again, there are 32 cities right now thinking to themselves, we've got a chance if this happens, if that happens. And there aren't any other sports like that. There really aren't. I mean, just go back to the Houston Texans. I mean, there are not a lot of sports like that where that type of stuff happens.
No question about it. Corey, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
It's such a relief, Robbie. It really was. My only disappointment is tomorrow I got to go to Indy and I got to see Joe and his Lego haircut there.
You do. There's no question about it. He's going to be in
a great
mood, too.
I met another guy from Michigan State, like, last week, and he had the same haircut. I saw Joe, and I'm like, what the heck is going on in Lansing where you guys all have the same ridiculous haircut? Do they have one barber?
We know one haircut. This is what you're going to get. The Rex Road is what we call it.
Well, it's the Lego. They just slap it on your head, and they snap it on.
Well, Corey, have yourself a wonderful time in Indianapolis.
Thanks, Robbie.
You're very welcome. We'll react to what Corey had to say. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. More thoughts on the Titans and the NFL Combine coming up next. We'll get back into the Preds this hour as well. All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.